Do you hear the voice of grace moving all inside of me? Do you hear the voice of God speaking all inside of you? Your mind by striving. Get your mind and your body to trying to do things in the natural. Isn't it, Butch? Isn't it, buddy? Isn't it, Cassie? Anything I start to do has already been given to me. So I do it by the Spirit of God. That hath already been given to me. Due to the weakness of my flesh, sometimes I have to perfect the thing that hath already been given to me. So I do it in diligence. Of your heart when you go to trying to do service to God must be that He hath given you all things pertaining unto life and godliness. You get ready to prophesy. You remember one of the little basic messages we taught, what, in Fort Worth or somewhere. hath been given unto me. A message in unknown tongues, oh, has been given to me. A message in prophecy has been given to me. A word of wisdom from the Lord.
A word of wisdom from the Lord.
Now anything else comes of striving of your flesh and your mind, causes unrest in you, and it's not of faith. You being sealed in the fire of the body of your Father now, and a lot of things he's going to burn out of you. When my Lord Jesus Christ,
when my Lord Jesus Christ,
God ready to raise Lazarus,
God ready to raise
from the dead and in the tomb.
From the dead and in the tomb.
He lifted his eyes up to the Father.
He lifted his eyes up to the Father.
Said, thank you, Father, you have heard me.
Thank you, Father, you have heard me.
Lazarus is not dead, but sleeping.
Lazarus is not dead, but
just waiting till I speak the word. Say, Lazarus, come thou forth from the dead. Three days you've been sleeping. The work of Christ is a finished work of
God.
Nothing left for you to do. Except by faith confess that it's finished. And by the Spirit flow out of you. The carnal mind profiteth nothing.
The carnal mind profiteth nothing.
The flesh of yours profiteth nothing.
The flesh of yours profiteth nothing.
In fact, it's already dead. The Spirit inside is life.
The Spirit inside is life.
The life of the living Jesus Christ.
The life of the living Jesus Christ.
That lives all in your flesh.
That lives all in your flesh.
Listen at it. Striving and trying all your life to serve God. We got you a little peace and rest now in your soul and in your mind. We're not in your soul and in your body. We're not going to rest until your mind comes at perfect rest. Every gift that needs to be operated in.
Every gift that needs to be operated.
Hath already been operated.
Hath already been operated.
By Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
By Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now he lives inside of you. You don't believe that? In the day that I bring forth my kingdom, my Father spoke, great shall be the rest of my people. Great shall be the peace of my people. They shall all be taught of the Lord. And Jesus confirmed that scripture, said, all of them that taught of God come to me. And I live my life through them by the Holy Ghost. I know you've been living your life so long, Bill. Takes a little time changeover. Might as well get started. You already started. Might as well perfect this thing. Get quick. Now tonight, I'm going to give you the greatest safety that you'll ever have through Jesus Christ. I'm going to put in you a rule that God expects to be obeyed in his family or else. Now, Jesus doesn't need anyone to tell him what's in man. Inside of you, he knows what's in you. And he knows the evil that works in you. And he knows the evil that works between you. As you talk to one another, as you think with one another. And he knows the people that go around in your midst saying sly things. You know, we're not battling in this last day. We're not battling primarily the violent, evil nature of Satan. We're battling the sly voice of the snake. The same one that spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden and led them astray out of that garden. Accusing God. That little sly voice. Hath God said that he doesn't want you to be like him? Now, I know how Satan comes to you as God, as an angel of light. I know you. Even though I haven't seen you before, I know you. And for you that I've been looking at for years, I won't say I know you any better, but I know the conversation and the junk, the crap that goes on when you talk to one another. There's one thing you cannot do and stay in the kingdom of God, in the family of God. You cannot accuse one another. You cannot accuse one another. And especially, you cannot. I don't care if you go inside of your closet. You cannot think evil towards the ministers, men and women of God. If you do, you're a goner. Now, knowing the weakness of your flesh, God gives you a safety that will stop this. And that is the working of love, the divine love of God by the Spirit between each one of you. That is the bond of perfection that will absolutely blot out of you, destroy out of you any accusation one of another, and will give you a feeling that you will know the voice of God and the voice of Satan. We might well understand one another now. It hath not been given you to sit in judgment on me. You're in real trouble. God painted the picture everywhere, even in Noah's life, when his own son, Ham, looked upon his neck and he said, uh-uh. You just don't mess with the father, your father. So now you're banished forever out of my family. Now it's not what you do. It's what you think in your heart under grace. Jesus said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You look after a woman to lust after in your heart, you've committed adultery. You say, Raca, or thy food. You have murdered. Oh, yes. If you jest about the things of God, Jesus said, every jest, every joke, you'll give an account of it in the day of judgment. You're not on the law now, you're under grace, and he looks on the heart. And I know you. I know you. I know the evil that's ruled your life in your flesh. I know the way your life has been ruled. And God is bringing forth, and let me tell it to you real plain, he's bringing forth a group of young men and women and setting them as your leaders. You know why he did that? You wouldn't enter into it. You were blinded by religion, the lust of your flesh. Weren't you? Some of you have been 3 generations with me. And your child. But you couldn't enter into it until another group began to move into it. You wouldn't. So tonight, I want to give you safety. And a word to the wise is sufficient, as the proverb said. But 1,000 words to a fool profiteth nothing. By the obedience of one in faith. Up a little. Shall all be saved, spoke our Father. Speaking of Jesus, his begotten Son. Who was fully obedient, even unto death. The same promise of our Father God. works for all you through Jesus Christ, and by your obedience, though few in number, he uses you to bring forth his kingdom. Listen to him speak now. Are you ready? Right out of the scriptures. Listen to Jesus speak. Are you ready? Everyone listen. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you his heavenly kingdom and to use you as his seed, to bring forth his kingdom in all the world. I didn't make that promise. Jesus made it in the name of the Father. Didn't he? How many of you ever read or heard that promise? Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you his heavenly kingdom and to use you as his seed in earth, and to bring forth his kingdom in all the world. Our Father God called him a group of people 2 generations ago through my ministry. Listen at it. Easy now. You need to swallow this pill tonight, Cassie. All of you older ones been with me so long, you need to swallow this pill. Those older ones in the other generation better listen real close, Ed, fam. Those in California of the older generation, they had to just swallow it, didn't they, Brother Jerry? Because this is just the way it is. Just swallow your pill now that you just fouled up. You disobeyed God, and in his long suffering and love, he called another group of people to enter into grace. You tried coming out of religion, darkened by religion, you tried to follow me as a man, didn't you? As a minister, as a religious preacher. Didn't you, Geneva? Tried to obey me when I was there. And when I was gone, you did you darn well pleased. Didn't you, Charles? Might as well swallow it. Living by the feeling of your flesh, what you want to do, all I could do to you was hold you in counsel until grace was revealed. Someone had to come forth. If you'll swallow the thing tonight, everything will be fine. But listen at it. Our Father God called them a group of people 2 generations ago through my ministry. I demonstrated and ministered the living Christ. I am not I, but Jesus Christ was leading on into God's fullness, but trapped by religion deceived by Satan. All fell short of the grace of God. Standing faithful, though trapped by their flesh. And, oh, that's it. Swallow on it there in love and weeping. Listen to it again. Our Father God, in long suffering and love, call yet another generation of people, being the second calling of God. They all fell short of entering His grace. You know what happened in the second calling of people, Brother Buddy? You being the second calling. Y'all got to follow the others. Didn't you? Didn't do it intentionally, did you? Trapped. Literally trapped. By your flesh and by the religion that you came out of. And hammer at you, though I would. I'll leave you for just a little while, and you begin to follow each other. Fornicate and commit adultery with each other's flesh. Spiritual fornication now. I'm not talking about sexual fornication and adultery. You fell short of the grace. Didn't you, Bishop? This is not too surprising. You weren't supposed to ever even be able to enter into this thing, Ed Harris. You had already been marked by the beast. You'd been marked in your mind, your hand, and your body by the religious beast. You sold yourself to Satan. The religion. And you were never supposed to ever enter into this thing. It's so plain in the scriptures that you were not. Oh, but let's listen to it now. Our Father God called the third time, this being His last call into grace. That's all she wrote, this last call. But this third group of mostly young people gave up all and followed our Father's chosen minister, me as the man-child, receiving the one that a Father sent, not as a man, but as Jesus Christ, thus entering in the grace and family of God. Now by the obedience of a few people, all generation now may come and enter into their calling, into their calling an election of grace. Be you thankful for this obedient field. Father, following me not as a man, but as a minister, Jesus in the flesh, and saved you all from judgment fire. You know what the Lord spoke to me? I want you to listen to it close, real close to it. Long years I ministered, dealt with y'all. Long years, Charles. Started that third call, you know what he said? Same thing he said to Moses. Said, Lord, what if this don't do it? He said, that's all she wrote. Said, I'll make out of you a great nation. No, I'll send you to another people. Oh, yes, he did. He said, I know you just about had it. But he said, I want to tell you something. This was months ago. When I left Fresno, California, I was so discouraged. Lord, moving there in the midst of those people, forming miracles and healing, and none of them, not one of them, made any kind of breakthrough in grace. And I ministered out there as God my witness, till I walked around in sweat in my shoes, it sloshed just like water. I said, Lord, how long? He said, I'm going to raise up a people that'll carry this message. I said, it's not going to be any of these. He said, no, not the first. But he said, I'll bring some of these in. And I had that to go on. That's all I had to go on, because I was ready to quit. I was ready to quit and follow the Lord wherever he said go. Whoa. Be thou thankful for this obedient few. Father, following me not as a man, but as a minister, Jesus in the flesh, and saved you all from judgment fire. Let no man despise or use them. They're the children of your Father God, a generation of kings and priests, to lead you all into love and grace. Honor unto whom honor is due. Credit unto whom credit is due. When God calls and chooses a people, then he requires all come to them. Now, the command of Jesus Christ is very simple. It's to forsake your natural father and mother, wives, cattle, houses, land, and your own life. But the command is very plain to honor your spiritual father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. Now, I'm not worried, not even concerned about you honoring me, because you're going to honor me. Though I be 5,000 miles away, I'll strike you real quick with fire if I see any dishonor in you. And you that have experienced this, you know this. I'm not worried about you honoring me. I'm concerned with your life showing dishonor to these young folks, and I've seen it rise in you. Try to flesh around with them. Ooh. Because I know exactly what's going to happen to you when it happens. You're a goner. And there's nothing I can do to save you. Now, God's order is very plain. He chose going into his creation, going back to his random creation. He chose one spiritual mother to bring forth their spiritual mothers in this day, period. And he chose the other as they fell in line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here he went with them. And he chose the one by the calling election of grace. But you don't just enter in because he elected you. You must make your calling and election sure by obeying the works of the Holy Spirit that leads you into that calling. And you didn't do it. You obeyed the spirit of Satan. But is the spirit of life and is the spirit of grace and is the spirit of love begin to move through these young men and women? The very moment that they went into that, God said, called. And he set them in. You could have went into the same thing. You had all the chance in the world, Geneva. But you had all the chance in the world. But you chose not to follow me, you and my wife and my children, you chose to fornicate and flesh around with one another. And only obey me as a man and accuse me of being hard, this and that and other, didn't you? But these didn't. I'm just telling you like it is. Whoa. But I'm going to give you a safety tonight if you want it. Ooh, come on, Sister Gates, Lee. Oh, Paula. Oh. Come on, Cheryl. I'm going to bind you women to your mother in love. Now you can walk it or you can take the consequences. And then I'm going to bind you sons to your mother. Let you get that feeling of love that will be your safety to where you can become one with each other. Are you understanding this? To where you can absolutely smite everyone that tries to come against you as the group of mother. God must bind you together with that bond of love and perfection. If you don't, they'll trap you into talking about this thing and that thing. Our brother Craig got 1,000 wives like Solomon. I know the evil that's in your heart. And I know the flesh that'll come to you, won't it? And especially I know it among women, Frieda. Being the weaker, they're the first one that voice of the snake reaches out. Whoa. Oh, come here, Butch. Joan. Stand right in the midst. Y'all move back. Oh, right there. Oh, 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 let that spirit of love move through. Come here, Freda. Oh, oh, get your mantles out and just get ready. Oh, 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 come here, Julie. Sharon, come on. Oh, just bind right in there. Let that love begin to move. Make bond you together. Make you one group of mud. Come on, Bam. Make you one group. Come on, sister. Oh, come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. Come on, Cassie. Oh, make it one group. We'll stop all this old kindness. Get on there, Susan, Moira. Put them on there and go to getting the ones that, the new ones in the family, Paula, you and Lee and all the rest of them. Oh. Oh, that's it. Put them on there. Oh. Oh. Got them on? Okay, let's join Mantle. You other mothers, let's get outside here. Oh, join Mantle right in our hand there. Oh, get in there, Ben. Oh. Oh, put them all in there. That's it. Oh. Oh, just join right on around. Let's get ready. Got all the new ones in there. Father, in the person of Jesus, with your love of fire, we just bind these together, all these mothers together, and then make them one mother unto your chosen mother. Whoa! Feel it move. Whoa! Feeling that'll keep you safe in the kingdom of God. Oh, ooh, go ahead and start playing there and let them rejoice. Let's all just move and let them rejoice. Oh, because I'm going to give you sons a chance for the same thing in just a minute. And why don't you bind them unto yourself, Brother Bruce? Not giving me to do that. But I'll bind you. You need to worry about that. The Father will bind you. Ooh. He'll either bind you in love by the Spirit or fire. And I don't have to prove that to you either, do I? Jesus, his begotten Son, who was fully obedient even unto death, the same promise of a Father God. Was called you through Jesus Christ, by your obedience, so few in number. He uses you to bring forth his kingdom, Fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you His everlasting kingdom and to use you as a seed in earthen to bring forth His kingdom in all the world. Our Father called a group of people 2 generations ago through my ministry. I demonstrated and ministered the living Christ. I am not I, but Jesus Christ was leading all into God's fullness. But trapped by religion, deceived by Satan, all fell short of the grace of God. Standing faithful, though trapped by their flesh, our Father God, in long suffering and love, called yet another generation of people, being the second calling of God. They all fell short and are not in His grace. Our Father God called the third time, this being His last calling to grace. But this young group of mostly young people and gave up all and bothered our fathers and chosen minister me as the man-child, receiving the one that our father sent, not as a man but as Jesus Christ. And the sinner need the great family of God now by the obedience of a few people. All generation may now may come and enter into their calling, into their calling and election of grace. Be you thankful for this meeting unto you and their following me not as a man but as a minister, Jesus in the flesh, and saved you all from judgment fire. Let no man despise their youth. They are the children of your Father God, a generation of kings and priests, to lead you all into His love and grace. Honor unto whom honor is due, credit unto whom credit is due. When God calls and chooses a people, then He requires all come to them. Oh, oh. That becomes very plain. The pattern is very plain. Jesus Christ Himself in the days of His flesh when He called His 12 apostles. 9 of those that He called were people under 20 and in their teens. Because the generation was defiled with religion in their own way. Oh, yes. Then it became very plain. History repeated itself time and time again. Timothy, the bishop, the pastor of the Ephesus church, 12 churches in the Ephesus area, one of the few that made it through and came faithful into the kingdom of God. Timothy was a boy, 12, 13-year-old, when God reached out through Paul and got him the election of grace. Before he's ever defiled, had to take him in circumcised, didn't he? Titus, 17, settled the whole Greek church, whole Greek nation. I could go on and on. Jeremiah, call of God, a child. A child, 9-year-old or 12, the historians differ from it, from each other. You see, the kingdom is not given unto you. It is given unto your children, the innocent. Because God cannot give you a kingdom when you have defiled it. So he must reach forward and give it to the children and then let you become a little child and you inherit it and hold it for them and then both of you can inherit it. God's plain, so plain. Jesus Christ called a little child and said in the midst, he said, except you come as this little child, you shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. So now what I'll do, I'll take you. As these children begin to enter in, these young people, they enter in and said, I'll take you and I'll cut away your flesh and make you just like them as a child. That's what you've been doing, happening to you here lately. And I'll make you utterly dependent on me. Oh, I didn't know how in the world I was ever going to move you. Because I saw in the plan of God, it's so plain, if you're ever marked by the beast, you're gone. If you ever serve religion, you're gone. And I sought and I asked and I sought and I saw the calling in you. I sought and I asked. I struggled with you. Father, the Lord said the mark is in their flesh. When you cut the flesh away, the mark is gone. I said, glory, I got it. I want to bind you into the other, you sons, into the tie in this family. And I'm not going to bind you to me. What, can y'all scoot back, mother? Do you feel like it? And it becomes your business to follow this feeling of love for one another and protect all the others. Ooh. Y'all just all gather around in there. Protect all those that come against her. This is the business of the sons. Brother Jerry, you and Brother Bill. Come on. Oh, yes, it is. The business of the son to protect the daughters and the mother. Come on, Brother Buddy. You about to burst to get up there. So just lay. Now, to be very plain, this is the way the sons, they are set as watchmen. Bind them in to watch out for them. Oh, get up there, George. Oh. Ken, I don't know, you had never been delivered into the Father, had you? Go ahead. Oh. Gonna put you on. Go ahead, Joseph. All of you that haven't never been there. Just turn right back there. We're gonna bind you. Get there, Brother Ed. Ooh. 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 Take your mount. No, you've already been bound. hold each other's hands. Got it there, Brother Creek. Just feel it binding together now. That spirit of love. That makes one with the family. You still feel it, Morgan? Father, in obedience to you, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Jesus Christ, we bind ye, these your sons, unto their mother, your chosen mother of your kingdom. Catch him there. Brother Jerry, help the mothers out in there where they won't mash him. Any catty remarks out of you. You can talk about me all you want to. You won't hurt me a bit. You'll hurt yourself. I don't even want a catty thought out of you. I mean this. If you think I don't mean it, you try me. If you see me with 10 of these young women strapped on my side, don't you dare think anything evil. Because I won't wait for the command of the Father God to strike you. I have set my mind. I'll ask him for permission right then. I'll stop you before this ever gets started. You'll not defile this kingdom nor this family. It is paid for in too much suffering. Now, y'all know the people that is in this kingdom. Cassie, you know them. Butch, you know them. You've had conversations with them before. They would come and talk, and you ought to try to agree with them. Now you will smite them. I don't care who they are. You will say, Satan hath died. Because now, being bound together as one, when one is accused, all is accused. And listen to me now, they're going to come to you with a sly voice, aren't they, Sharon? I just don't understand that. Half died, you are a liar, Satan. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. The very moment that you say, I just don't understand that, you call God a liar. Because he said you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. If your heart is pure, you wait upon the Lord to reveal things to you. You don't spout out of your flesh by the work of Satan. Now, many of you have been trapped before. People coming to you and you didn't recognize the voice of Satan. I just don't understand that. That's Satan. Because it was the Spirit of God speaking to them, they would be willing to say, "Ooh, I'm ready to receive knowledge and understanding." You know the difference. When they come, I just don't understand. They're trying to get to you, gal. And they've gotten to you so many times till most of you till you battle sore. You battle scarred all over. Puff you up the first thing. I just don't understand. I wish you would explain this to me. I just don't understand this mother and father business. You know the voice of Satan, don't you, Julie? Don't you, Julie? Because the unction from the Holy One, the Spirit of God, said, you do know all things. I'm going to give you another key if you'll listen. Under the pure, everybody listen to me. Under the pure, all things are pure. To the pure in heart, they don't talk about evil things. But under the impure, nothing is pure. Anytime someone says to you, I don't know about this thing, that is Satan. That is evil. Did you know this? That is evil. When they say, I don't know so much about it, that is evil. But you've been trapped so many times in trying to get in there and wrestle with them and reading it out with them until you're...